it's on. I don't know. Okay, so we're doing the Ryver. So, so the basic question is, what's the Ryver's deal? Where he says that a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you always say al, because it's like a rishas. What does that mean? It's like a rishas. It's not a rishas. Rishas is like optional. It means like optional. It's optional, it's not optional. And mitzvahs d'rabbanan are not optional. They're mandatory. Give me one second here. Look at another halacha, which I didn't mention to you, but I think maybe we read once. But look at halacha, Perek Aleph, halacha Gimel, in Rambam. He's talking about the Rabbanans, right? This is the Rabbanan. Gimel. Halacha Gimel. V'chein kol ha-mitzvah shem d'vrei sofrim, all mitzvahs with the Rabbanan. Be'en mitzvah shem chovah m'divrayim, whether it's obligatory, kigon, b'kir Megillah, but like it's near Shabbos, like near Chanukah, right? Like Megillah, Chanukah, Shabbos. Shabbos. Bein mitzvah she'enim chova, or if there are not a chova, you're on Erev until Sidayim. Right? See, there he puts the Sidayim into also in the Enochova category. These things are loose. Mevarech al hakol kod mas yasim. You make a bracha on them before you do the mitzvah. Asher kedushanu mitzvah sovetzi b'manu la'asos. Right? Who commanded us to do. It's funny, I mean, there it sounds like it's openly against what the Ravid's saying, is that in the Rabbanans, you say, ow. Right? I mean, unless you say he's just talking loosely. But he's one who commanded us, la, says, we need la. It sounds like a law. Le'echon tivanu v'torah. Right? God commanded us. Right? Where did he command us? He didn't command us to light near Hanukkah. Right? He says, blessed is God who commanded us, who sanctified us through the mitzvahs, and commanded us to do whatever. He didn't command us. The Rabbana commanded us. There's no Torah. Because the Torah openly says that whatever the Rabbana tell you, it's an open pasuk. It says whatever the Rabbana tell you to do, you have to do. So therefore, it turns out that God did tell you to do it, not directly, but indirectly. Right? Nimtza inyan advarim yisyan kachu. So it turns out the basic interpretation, the interpretation of the bracha, the idea of the bracha, Asher kedushanu mitzvosav, who sanctified us in his mitzvos, shetziva bahem lishmoa, because he commanded us to listen, me'elu shetziva l'kras Megillah, listen to those who commanded us to read the Megillah, like Nechanukah, v'chein shavetz, there is over. So when you say, who sanctified us, commandments and commanded us to light near Hanukkah, it's a shortened version. It really means, who sanctified us mitzvahs and commanded us to listen to those who commanded us to light near Hanukkah. Right, so it's like a shortened version. But you don't have to say that, but that's what it means. In essence, God did command us in near Hanukkah. But not, again, not directly, he commanded us to listen to those who told us to do near Hanukkah. But it's the same thing. End of the day, bottom line, what's the difference? Alright, what's the difference? Okay. So that's what the Rambam says that he's making brachas on Darabon. So it's not like exactly optional. So what does the Ravid mean where he says that on Darabonans, you say, oh, I'll be because it's like optional. I mean, again, I'm not convinced. I mean, there's two discussions here. One discussion is the Rambam really hold by these answers? The Ravid seems to be trying to answer within the Rambam, you know? And I'm not really convinced that the Rambam holds this. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the Ravid was or not. Maybe he was. But I mean, I don't have an argument for sure that it's wrong, but I don't think that we should deal with that question. Because, I mean, the Ravid's saying it, certainly in the Rambam's way of thinking, right? I mean, he's asking a question on the Rambam, he's giving an answer. So, I mean, it would seem the Ravid seems to think that you could put this into the Rambam, you know? But whether you agree with that, or whether he is or he isn't, it's certainly within the Rambam's logic. He's not saying, here's a whole other theory of mitzvos, and I'll explain to you this thing. It means he's explaining within the Rambam. So, I mean, again, I don't... Whether or not you think it sounds like the Rambam is holding this or not, I don't think is really necessarily worth considering. I mean, I think the question is, what's the concept? What's the concept that the Rambam is saying? And I mean, it should be consistent with the theory of the Rambam, because again, he's saying it in the Rambam. But, you know, if you think the Lashon of the Rambam doesn't really point to this, or does really, like, the Rambam doesn't say anywhere, Mr. Darabon, don't get Hebal, contrary, and this often sounds like the Yadalit. You know, it sounds like it, you know. What do I would say to that? I'm not sure. Either he'll say, I never really was saying that Rambam actually hold this, I'm just giving a good answer, which is consistent with the theory. Or he'll say the Rambam didn't really mean that, and it's like, you know, it's sung loosely. I'm not sure how he's going to answer that, but I don't think we have to answer that problem. I think for us, we have to just try to get what's the concept that the Rebbe is trying to get at. So that's the question. What does it mean that the Rabbanans are like Rishos? Any answers?
Yeah.
Anyone else? Okay. So, I'm thinking, similar to what David was saying, but a little different. Namely that, that when you have it's a little abstract, but when you have a Darabon, I've heard Rebbe talk about this once, but there's like a Darabon, but I'll say what I think it means. But like, the Rabbanan can't create like a substance of a mitzvah. Okay? In other words, like an action of picking up a lulav is not just a regular action. It's a halachic action. It's a different, it's imbued with a special status as a different action. It's not an action of rishos. It's an action of mitzvah. Very substance of the action, the identity, is not just picking up a palm branch. If you pick up the palm branch all year round, it's an action of picking up a palm branch. If you pick up now, it's a mitzvah. It's a different type of the action is of an action. But do the Rabbanan also do that? That they simply create a new definite, a new action, and when I do the action, I'm doing a new activity. It's an action of mitzvah. Or you say no. Is that really, when I do a Darabon, it's really just a regular action. It's a whole action. And what I'm doing is, I'm listening to the Chachamim. So the Chachamim tell me that I am obligated to do so-and-so. They say I'm obligated to read the Megillah. So when I read it, I'm just reading the Megillah. There's no difference, so to speak. I read the Megillah today, I read the Megillah on Purim. It's an action of reading the Megillah. It's a regular action of reading the Megillah. But the Rabbanan told me to read the Megillah today, not today. Therefore, I'm the difference between them is not in the action. The action is the same action. It's an action of reading the Megillah. But the difference between them is that with my kiyum is not that I'm doing a different action. Right? My fulfillment is that I'm listening to the words of the Chacham, and the Chacham told me to do this action on this day. But it's not that the action now is a different, has a halachic status. Then, like the Chum would be creating an intrinsic, like halachic status, and that they don't have—they have a right to tell you to do so and so, but they don't have—they can't create a halachic reality. They could command you to do so and so, and that's why it's Yivanu that the Rambam says is that they commanded you to listen to the words of Chacham. So I'm not—I'm just—and the Chum told me to do so and so action, so I'm doing this action, but the action doesn't have like independent halachic. Status. It's Kain Rishas means the action is really, it's like a regular action as a substance. It's a regular action. It's just that the mitzvahness in it comes from the fact that I'm listening to what they told me. But in the Torah, it's not just like if I do lulav on Sukkot, it's not just that I'm listening to what God told me, but since God set up a mitzvah of Tasvav, of Chag HaSukkos, there's a Yontif and there's a Mitzvah, the action is actually a different type of an action. It has a halachic, it's a status of a substance of a it's imbued with the objective of a reality, it's a different Maisa. It's a Maisa of Mitzvah as opposed to a Maisa of Shosh.
Can you explain that? I don't know if Nachman is asking too much, but like, maybe just elaborate. What does that mean that it's a different substance or action? analogy. I don't know, should maybe elaborate on that?
I don't know, can someone think of an example?
Yeah. I'm just not sure.
Another way to say it, this is from the negative, is let's say the Rabbanan say that you can't eat meat and chicken. Chicken and milk. Can't eat chicken and milk, right? So that's the Rabbanan. So if I do that, is it that, what did I do wrong? Is it that I did a forbidden, the action is a forbidden action? Or is it shot that I didn't listen to what the Rabbanan told me? What am I violating? Whereas when the Torah is set up, let's say you eat meat and milk, this action is a status, is an action of Esser. It's a status of the action. It's not just that I'm not listening to Hashem, but there's a halachic reality. It's just a thing, it's a halachic reality. And this action is a status. And it's not just that I'm not allowed to do it, but it's a halachic. The Maisa is a haloshem. Its identity is Maisa Esser. So you say eating meat and milk and chicken. The Torah, according to the Torah, eating milk and chicken is not a Maisa Esser. Maisa Rishos. Now, are the Rabbanan changing the halachic reality of the Maisa? They can't. That's Baal Tosa. They can't change the Torah. The Torah said this is an action of Rishos, and it is an action of Rishos. But they could say, even though its character is an action of Rishos, you're not allowed to do it. We don't want you to do it, because if you do it, then you're going to come to do an action whose status is an action of Esa. So, in other words, when you violate it, you're violating the command. When the Torah said that you have to follow whatever the Rabbanan tell you to do. But it doesn't mean they're creating a halachic status in the action. There's an idea of a haloshem in the action, of a
that's
identity. What do we ever mean by haloshem? It's an abstract idea, but you have to use it all the time. You say it's a carbon as an animal as a haloshem. It's actually a conceptual identity. So an action can have a conceptual identity. Not everything that you have to do doesn't mean necessarily it has a conceptual identity. It could just mean you have to do it.
But how do you know when you did it? Unless I know I did it is because I did the action. It's defined with this conceptual thing. So then it does have a conceptual identity again.
No, it doesn't mean that the act, doesn't mean that what they command me to do may not have parameters. And those parameters need to be defined.
Okay, so Haloshim doesn't mean parameters.
No, Haloshim means that it's a conceptual entity. The action has a conceptual identity of being a Fatsushal Mitzvah. It's identity. What does it mean if an animal is Kodesh? It's Kodesh. You make an animal Kodesh. What does it mean? It's a Haloshim Kodesh. What does that mean?
And we're not saying that that's a philosophical reality.
No, it's a halachic reality. What does it mean that it has that identity of Kodesh?
Do you give an analogy like secular laws or any like example of like a difference between Doris Derbonon and
maybe it would be like if there's a status of like, so I don't know, is there some like legal
felon,
status?
Convicted felon, that could be a fellowship, right?
Yeah, let's say you'd have like a status of like he's a traitor or something like that.
Okay.
You give him the status of a traitor.
Okay, he's a convicted traitor.
Yeah, he's a traitor. And that gives him a status legally that he's whatever. Can't talk to him, can't whatever.
Okay.
He's like, he's in, you know, this status. And then let's say you have another guy who says, like, let's say we're suspicious that he is that way, so we say treat him like a good. We don't know, he's not been convicted, but I want everybody in the government, everybody, whatever, to treat him like a convicted felon. You know, is he have the identity of a convicted
like
felon?
A policy and a law.
Yeah, right, I guess. But the bottom line is, are you treating him any different than a convicted felon? No, you're treating him the exact same way. But is he a convicted felon? No, he's not. You say, well, what's the difference? There's his status. There's his status.
The difference between a policy and a law. Policy is this is the way everyone's going to behave, but it's not a legally recognized.
Right.
Basically, the whole idea, this idea you're saying right now, the whole thing, like, that is really the premise of law in and of itself. The system of law presupposes the idea of legal reality.
Right. Exactly.
That's what you're really saying.
Right, exactly. It's a legal reality. This Maisa is a Maisa Mitzvah. And the Rabbanan does not have that legal reality. The Rabbanan can't create an independent legal reality. What they could do is, they could tell you, the policy is that you have to do this so-and-so, because if you don't do so-and-so, whatever for reason they have behind. And the Torah told us that is a legal reality, that when you must follow the policies that the Rabbanan set up. But it doesn't mean, therefore, that the action that they have has a status, as legal status. The action per se is not imbued with a legal status. But the legal status is that you as a Gavra must follow the Rabbanan. follow the Rama. That's what's the you don't have to be a Gavru who listens to everything they say or whatever. That's legal. That's the Deraisa. But the Deraisa is when you do a Darabanan, you're not fulfilling the so to speak the action of reading the Megillah. You're fulfilling the policy the Darabanan said that you have to follow.
That was
to
similar to what I was saying in terms of the structure. That you're explaining the idea that makes that distinction real.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not just a matter of the semantics. I'm saying there's really reality to the difference between the Deraisa and the Ravana. You're making like a semantic idea. That's what I'm saying different than what you're saying.
Right.
What I'm saying is that there's actually a reality between the two. And he said this Ke'en Rashos, the action itself, as an action, is really a whole activity.
Oh, I see you're explaining
it's
that.
It's really a whole. It's really a regular activity. I'm just reading the Megillah. There's no difference in substance. And the definition, the identity of the action, I read the Megillah yesterday and today and tomorrow and the next day. The action is an action of reading the Megillah. So it's like reading anything in any Kisei Kodesh, any, you know. But now, I am a Gavra who's following the advice of the Chachamim. And the Chachamim told me that I have to do this on, that I have to do this so-and-so on so-and-so day. But is the action, did they want to create a halachic status of to this action? No, they don't have the power to do that. The power to do that. That would become under Baltosef, that they're like adding, they're creating new halakhic malia. You can't do that. They can advise you, and you're, so to speak, I'm talking about like they can command you to do so and so. But in a legal system of the Torah, when the Torah forged the system of Tayag, it's not just advice, it's creating legal realities. Those realities, when I do the action of eating matzah on Pesach, I'm not just following the advice of the Torah, I'm involved in a new independent halakhic reality. This action has a conceptual status as being an action of, just like a guy could have a status of a convicted felon, it's a status.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't just mean, what do I do practically? It's a legal status.
Can I make a guess about 100 now?
1 second, all right, much better. So if that's the case, so what the Rebbe is saying is that when you have Mitzvah Darabanan, if you say Hashem so-and-so leh, it means that you commanded us to do so-and-so an action. So it means you're saying this action is a command. And by Darabonon, that's not really the case. I mean, it's true that I'm commanded to do the action. And practically speaking, I'm commanded to do that. But it's like to the tzil, the leh, and it could be it is a semantic law, it could be semantics, but the leh implies that the action itself has like a status of mitzvah. And that's not true. The action itself doesn't. I'm commanded on the institution of reading the Megillah through the fact that God told me that I have to follow the Ramana. But if you say it's on a licorous Megillah, it would imply that there's a tzivoy, that the creel of the Megillah itself has a status of mitzvah. And as an action, it doesn't have that status. So that's why he says it could be, that's what they're saying, that the leh is reserved for actions whose conceptual identity is mitzvah. Not just for things that I have to do because of the commandment.
How does leh, obviously,
if you were to say the Chum could set up a status, then you could say that it commands to do this action through the Chum, but in turn, this action actually has a status.
Did
I
mention this idea when he was going over the Hakdama a few years?
Yeah, right.
Hakdama, right?
Yeah, right.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, Matt, I don't know, Matt, if you're there. I don't know if you remember. I think you were there that time. I don't remember that. But he's talking about why he showed it in the Gilling reading their Khan. Like Dhamma says in Kriyas Megillah, it's like you're involved in remembering the miracle. It's like his point was he showed as the model. So Rabbi derived from like Dhamma of the Rama. Where? Or what?
No, yeah, what was the...
I think it was like as Liz Kerr, you had to remember, you read the Megillah, and you remember the miracles which God did in that time, and he always does them now. It's like the reading the Megillah is not a status of an action, but it has a current reality of like explaining how God, remembering how God's Hashgacha works, and it teaches us something now.
Okay, right? So what is that? How do you derive out of that?
Oh, I think you derive out of that is that, what do you mean? Just my mitzvah. Well, yes. Well, why does it have to be like a current? Like, you don't say, you can't just... I forgot exactly what, but it's like you have to show the value of the what are you doing? You can't say I'm doing this because that's the action. You don't have an action. The command had to make sense in a more current type of way because it doesn't have a status, something like that. I have to figure exactly
right. Right, yeah.
But I've heard Rebbe say this other times also. It's sort of Narasayan or something by Dharapanan.
There is Narasayan by Dharapanan?
I think there's Narasayan by Dharapanan, but only if it's like linked. Because in the Dharapanan, so the substance of, it looks like you're violating the substance, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But by Dharapanan, the mitzvah is listening to the Chachamim. So it has to look like you're denying the Chachamim. So it has to be like a blatant type of thing, something like that. I don't know what it is. But I mean, I think it's a Svara he said. I've heard this idea. I mean, it's an abstract idea. I mean, you have to think about it. It's a subtle point, but I think it makes sense once you think about it. And it could be, I don't know if everyone's following or not, but you have to think into it. Think into it. Maybe that's a good example of a convicted felon, you know? Say, one guy's a convicted felon, the other guy say, treat like a convicted felon. Something, I'm not sure. Practice speaking, what's the difference? They treat them both the same way. But there's this legal reality of a convicted felon. The other one is just, the government says, the president says, let's treat them like that. Okay, fine. We have to treat them like that, but there's no underlying reality. The person can't create an underlying reality. Only the court can make them a convicted felon. Say, only the Torah could create a Maisa Mitzvah. Create that type of legal identity of the action. The opponent can tell you, treat it like it's a mitzvah, and follow it like it's a mitzvah, and do it, you know, commanding you to do it. And when they do it, of course, they're going to have a conceptual formulation of how to, what they're commanding you to do. It doesn't say, but it doesn't have the status. And because of that, there are differences. I mean, there are differences in the nature of a structure of a derais and of a derabam. Because it's like an intrinsic like status and a structure, I think it lends itself to more components. Because it's like a reality in its own right. But in the Rabbanan, it's like a command to do so-and-so. So it's like, it doesn't lend itself to the nature of the structure, isn't the same. And I'm not sure. I have to see from, I remember from Suya, it comes out that way. It's like, they're like in a deraisa, it's like an intrinsic halakhic status. And you can have like human in it, and you can have like a whole superstructure built into a deraisa, which doesn't exist in a Darabanan. Because in Darabanan, I have to follow what they told me. So you can't say like they're creating a intrinsic reality as human, and it doesn't.
Furthering it is meaningless.
Yeah, right, you can't further it. What do I have to do? What do I have to do? I mean, it's like there's no intrinsic. Like,
right.
When something is a legal reality, you could attribute properties and characteristics, and but in the Darabonim, because it's just a halacha, I have to follow the chum. What do you mean? I have to follow the chum. What do you mean? There's a conceptual offshoot of the command. There's no. What do I have to do? So of course, when they tell you what to do, they talk conceptually, they formulate it conceptually, but the nature of the halachic sugyas are a little bit different. I mean, it's hard, you have to kind of hear what I'm saying, and you know, kind of keep it in your memory, and when you do a sugya in Darabana, I don't have offhand to think, but there is a different flavor of a sugya when you do a Darabana, when you do a Daraisa. I think that's a good idea to have in your mind, that, you know, at some point, you know. Okay, we good? Is there any questions here? Should I clarify something?
Yes, I'm on.
Yeah, so I guess now our question is, so what about it says, what about Ner Chanukah? Because according to this logic, by Ner Chanukah,
yeah.
Oh, one second. I guess the way that the Rebbe will say this is in the Rambam is he'll say because it's Kedivrei Rishos. Yes. But I mean, it's just hard. What's hard to me is like, if the Rambam holds this, then like, what about Erev? So Rebbe didn't say the whole thing, says the Rambam. I meant to say,
that's good if you're right, if it's Kedivrei Rishos, because Rishos is more primary. The reason that its identity as Rambam is relevant is because it's Kedivrei Rishos.
Right, I know, but I'm just saying it's probably right. But by Erev, he doesn't say that. By Erev, he says, because you're doing it for yourself and for others and all that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like there's this... Whatever, let's leave that out. Okay, so what about... So by Ner Chanukah, he says... Ner Chanukah also is Darabanan. He says, no, but it could be the reason is because it doesn't have a set amount. Because your average person just lights one candle, another guy lights 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, another guy lights 5, 5, 5, 5. It's all different ways to do it. So what? What does that mean doing that?
You can see that
Hidur
is an institution
of the Raisa. Right, same idea. Okay, that, right. That's what the Rav is bothered by, is, or he's based on ideas. What kind of mitzvah is this? How do you have a mitzvah like that? What kind of mitzvah? You have all different choices? Whoever heard of a mitzvah like that? And we said something like this by Hallel also. Remember Hallel? What kind of structure is Hollow? You have every town does different minhag in Hollow? What kind of thing is that? So if I want to set up a structure of a mitzvah of Hollow, this should be a unified structure. How do you do it? What do you do with this town does this way, this town does that way, right? The Rambam says every town does something different. I've never just seen two towns that do the same thing, right? He says something like that. So what kind of thing is this? How do you have a mitzvah like that? Mitzvahs have a structure. But this problem is by Hollow also, by the way. The Hollow is a Darabon and you say the girl is Hollow, right? Same problem. Right, but doesn't address it, but it's the same problem, and I think the same answer. Which is that you're right, if the Rabbanon were really setting up a mitzvah, then you have a fixed structure. But the Rabbanon are simply formalizing an institution, the Oraisa. And that institution is like, call it what you want, called Kirsa Maneis, called Kiddush Hashem, which is that there's a phenomenon of the miracle of Hanukkah, the Rabbanon saw as like a call to arms, like a call to the nature of the event is such that it demands that a person express the praise of God and show people, publicize, express the idea of a shavach or a pirsum, sanctifying God's name through publicizing the events of Ner Hanukkah, the miracle of Hanukkah, and that, so to speak, that is like it obligates. This is the right person has to be involved. The whole Torah is Kiddush Hashem, is a person sanctifying God's name through a structure. But the Rabbanan are saying is that the underlying theme in the Torah of Kiddush Hashem is mechayev, is so to speak, expresses itself here in the, every person of necessity expressing, publicizing the miracle. Now, how you do it, that depends. In Kiddush Hashem, there are different levels of people. Some people express Kiddush Hashem at a very high level, some people are at a lower level and express at a basic level. So the Rabbanon are formulating different levels of Kiddush Hashem, of the Deraisa of Kiddush Hashem, for different levels of people. Everyone, at least, has to be moved to some extent to at least light a candle on Hanukkah. People at a higher level are going to be, therefore, showing a different idea, ideas which are reflected in the Mahajan, and the Mahajan. What it's saying is, like, if they're creating telling you do so-and-so action, then they have to have a structure. But if they're really analyzing the Deoraisa, the idea of Kiddush Hashem, and saying how it will apply in this case, then they're not creating something, but they're just applying and delineating what the appropriate response is, the Deoraisa response. Responses to this thing. So the action that you're doing is really a kiyum deoraisa. The Rabbanon are telling you to do it, but the action is like a fulfillment of a deoraisa of Kiddush Hashem. And therefore you can say leh. The action has a status in a Torah.
What about the Gelat also?
It reminds me of by tefillah, I think what the Rav said. It's a question whether tefillah is a kiyum deoraisa of the Rabbanon. Every day. Do you have to daven every day or you don't have to daven every day? Ramals, you do Ramban, you know. But he said that everyone agrees that the Oraisa, the institution of tefillah is the Oraisa. If you daven, it is a kiyam, a fulfillment of the Oraisa. It's a Oraisa institution. Are you obligated to do it every day? No, maybe that's a machlokas. The machlokas is about the obligation. The action is an identity, is an action, it's an institution, the Oraisa. So similarly, Kiddush Hashem is an institution, the Oraisa. And the machlokas Ner Hanukkah is Kiddush Hashem. That's what it is. It's and the Rabbanon are not creating a law. They're not telling you. They're just simply teaching you how the deoraisa of Kiddush Hashem, how to satisfy this action deoraisa, how to express the Kiddush Hashem in deoraisa in different forms. But the telltale sign that that's what they're doing is the fact that it has different forms, and that's why Bahalal also. Bahalal, they said that these days or this event is mechayev a person to have an outpouring expression of Allah. What's the form? Whatever, there's a deraisa of Allah. There's a phenomenon of expression of Allah. And the form, they give you a certain basic parameters, but it depends on each seaboard. Each seaboard is going to be moved and going to do it in a different way. It's because what they're doing is they're invoking or advising you about what the deraisa warrants in this case. And therefore, the action has a status. Right, so you could say leh. But by Mikra Megillah, you don't see that. By Mikra Megillah, there aren't levels. Okay, they're just they're telling you there's no structure. It's not like on the structure.
But really, it's true. What's going on? So the fact is, the telltale
Sure, but it doesn't mean, I don't think it means, you can't just say that's what the Chumash always doing, just because Pirsum is not, I mean, it's a Chiddush to say that's what they're doing, that they're not creating like a mitzvah, but they're simply telling you, formalizing the Deraisa.
Right.
So without a tell, without a sign, you assume that a Derabban is a mitzvah. Derabbanan. They tell you there's action. So so when the Rabbanan tell you to do Mishnah Megillah, so they're just saying, we command you, that yeah, the reason why is because of you know, because personalization and all that, but we're creating a mitzvah and Darabban to do this thing. And when you do it, you read Megillah, and when you do it, you're following the Rechavamim.
You wouldn't say that the king the Raisa? That seems like today.
It's essentially what you're doing is you're doing the mitzvah Darabban. It says that essentially what you're doing in Hanukkah is you're expressing the Kiddush Shem Deraisa as the Rabbanan told you to do. But I'd say in the Mikra Megillah, essentially what you're doing is you're doing a Maisa Maisa of the Rabbanan.
The fact that you make it
just can. Yeah, I mean, that's like a side thing. But the essential identity, the fact that the structure, the way it's structured indicates the essential identity. If this, the way it's structured is, these levels, and it's, that's a sign that it's not just a regular commandment of the Rabbanan, but it's expression of the essential nature is that you must express your Kiddush Hashem, and that's why. Well, who are you? Are you a guy who's Majin? Are you a Majin? Oh, what kind of guy are you? But by Mikra Megillah, there's a formal, uniform structure, so it points to the fact that essentially it's a commandment Darbonon, that you must do so and so act on Darbonon. And that action does not have an intrinsic identity, but it's just they're telling you to do this action of reading Megillah. Now, of course, it satisfies it secondarily, it's Kiddush Hashem, but that's not the identity of what you're doing. That do what you're doing is Mitzvah Darabban. Mitzvah Darabban is all.
Interesting.
What are you saying, eh? What were you going to say about Megillah?
I didn't have an answer. Yeah. I was saying the whole thing.
Yeah. Question? Okay, the Rebbe's second answer is that because by Ner Chanukah you had Ner Menorah in the Mikdash. And you said, they set up this bracha on the candles in the Mikdash, and therefore, which is Minat Torah, and therefore they set this up like the Torah. Which says, yeah, but so what? But this is the Rabbanon. What does it mean they set this up like the Torah? But the Rabbanon is, this is the Rabbanon. So you can't just take the bracha, what I mean, but the bracha there is on the chovah and this is on the kainer shos. So what sense does that make?
Well, it's nice to know, right?
Okay, good.
Because the whole problem with the rabbanon is that it's creating a new substance. But here, they're taking an old substance, the tzurah midoraisa, the menorah, and they're simply requiring you to do it, granted in a different place than the midoraisa, but they're not creating, they're not coming up with a new substance of action.
First of all, he says, Zuha Bracha. This Bracha was set up in the Eretz of the Mikdash, which are in the Torah, and therefore they set up like the Torah. It's not really because of the Bracha,
right?
Yeah, so I'm thinking like this. Anyone else have an idea? I'm thinking that maybe he means, it's a little bit of a Chiddush here, but maybe he means that really the rule is Darbanans, you don't want to say let. Le implies it's a pointing. It's not intrinsically. It's impossible, but it points and implies that the action is an intrinsic action, intrinsic status, and you don't want to give that implication. Okay, you want to show a distinction by the Reis and Darabon, and the Reis are intrinsic status as an action of mitzvah, and Darabon is not. Okay, but so now let's say that's your rule. In general, that's your rule. That's the way it works. But now you can account for this Darabon of Ner Chanukah. And it's, what you're saying, Lashon of a Daraisa. You say Le, which implies action of Daraisa. Now, it could be that he holds that you want that. You want that sound. You say, wait a second, I thought Darabonans are, we don't use that Lashon. So the answer will be, no. This Darabonan is like a transplanted Darabonan. Which means that it's when Darabonan set up near Chanukah, and this is a part of the sugya of Ner Chanukah, but they wanted, there are different Rishon about this, but they wanted Ner Chanukah to reflect Ner Mikdash. They didn't want to just create a new mitzvah of Ner. But they wanted it to be like a replica of the Ner Mikdash, of the lighting in the Mikdash, in the temple. And they wanted it that when you light the candle, it will bring to mind and it will reflect that this is a borrowed institution. That they're not just making up. We don't, the mitzvah of lighting candles is, comes from Mikdash. Maybe because it would have like a Mazara connotation, like lighting candles, or whatever. Whatever reason, but the idea is they wanted the Mner Chanukah. That's what he says. He says, Hukva Asua Kishal Torah. Right? Nerush Mikdash Shein Shal Torah. It means that they wanted to, in the mitzvah, to reflect that it's an error, that it's a model replica of Ner Mikdash. So the way they did that is that the bracha is really a transplanted bracha. That you're not using the bracha which a Darabanan would get, you're using a Darabanan bracha which points to an intrinsic action, but that points to the Daraisa. You say, whoa, what Daraisa? Why are you saying this? What action? This isn't a real intrinsic action. It's Darabanan. You say, oh, because it's we're just borrowing the bracha. So it doesn't, we're not setting up a bracha in its own right. You're right, if we just had a freestanding institution called Ner Chanukah, I want to set a bracha, we'd say, ah, it must be this bracha is a borrowed bracha. So it points that it's a borrowed, we use the bracha of Ner Mikdash in order so that it points to Ner Mikdash. And again, it's not like the lit is intrinsically an impossible, like it's a lie or something like that. It's just that in general you want to have a different language to indicate the difference between the nature of the action. But here, you on the contrary, you want to point to the deraisa. That's what he says. Shezua bracha hukval aneros of Mikdash. This bracha was set up originally on the Erev Mikdash. Change al Torah, because oh, that is a Torah, that is a deraisa, and therefore it gets the leah. Lathigach asa'uha kishal Torah. Therefore they made it like the Torah. They made the bracha of Ner Chanukah exactly like that one of the Torah. Okay, so it means they're replica, they're copying, and it's a copied bracha. So it's not its own bracha. So therefore, it's not an exception. It's a borrowed bracha. It's a borrowed structure. Okay, it's similar. We're saying, but the move is different.
Yeah, different. It's not a different. So you're not.
I'm not saying. That's what originally I was thinking. What Dave was trying to say, and that's what I was thinking originally, is that the Rabbana actually here are allowed to create a structure because they're borrowing it from their Mikdash. But it's hard. I mean, our premise is that the Rabbana can't do that kind of thing. So I don't care what's the difference if they're borrowing it or if they're whatever. But bottom line is they'd be creating the structure. That's what I told them. I'm saying, no, they're not doing that. They can't do that. It's just that they're in the bracha, and that's why the writers focus on the bracha, not in the mitzvah. It's the bracha, because they want this thing to reflect in their Mikdash, therefore, therefore, it's a borrowed structure, and it's a borrowed bracha. I'll get that.
Yeah,
I'm
wrong.
Question?
Yeah. It just looks like it, though.
What?
It still just looks like it, just to recall.
It's